I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander, Mr. Bob Bolt. And yes, I did look at the wall. I don't know. I just,
It's only when I'm here does she look at the wall to see
what time everybody.
It is on the golf ball or something. But
there's this, I'm going to stop doing that.
Through my ceiling.
Yeah. Are you?
Wondering why I need the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. We are here for the next hour to help you unravel the mortgage mysteries and questions that you may have. And if you have questions, please send them to us at 877-881-1053. Get your text question in, and we will do our very best to answer them on the air. And if you just have a question and you want to talk to a live person, you can do that too. 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here live today. That would be love to speak with you. It's free.
I just got down the hall, and they are alive.
They are alive? That's good. Saturday morning. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Yeah, they're alive. They're
and
ready.
The hardest working loan officers work on Saturday. I'm going to tell you that right now.
True story.
We've been saying that probably for about 18 years now that we've been saying that. So
it's not untrue.
Since the spring of 2001.
There you go.
All right, guys, what's going on in the mortgage world?
Well, rates are still low. I mean, you can get 15 years in the twos, and you can get 30s in the threes, the high threes, right, Bob?
Yeah, if you got the credit score and the loan amount, absolutely.
And, it's doing a lot of refinancing cash outs that were done at 5.8 something last year, down into the lower fours and things, or into the threes when they're going back to a rate and term. See, that was a great rule that was made a couple of years ago that you can refinance a Texas cash out back into a rate and term refinance.
And that's really a big deal.
And you don't really hear about it a lot. I mean, you hear about it on this show because we do it, and that's a lot of the work that I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty exciting, and they get to see huge, huge difference in what their new payment is.
And if you're not familiar with this terminology, what he's talking about is if you've done a cashback refinance, you can now, if it's been over a year, you can refinance that into a rate and term, meaning that you can get actually a lower interest rate
save yourself
a ton of money.
Because cash out rates are higher than just a regular rate term.
And that's something I have to explain every week is, and we talk about it on the show, is cash out refinance is a whole different loan than a rate and term refinance.
Based on risk.
Or a purchase loan. Based on risk, and also based on the fact that, and a lot of people don't know this, but if somebody is trying to foreclose on you on a cash out, they have to take it to court. Not on the courthouse steps can they sell your house. So they have that's part of the litigation process, which, in higher interest rates, you're going to see higher interest rates on a cash out, about a half point, over a rate and term or a purchase loan finance. But it's a great time to do it. A lot of people are thinking about how they need to get cash out, maybe to pay for some student expenses coming up, kids going to college. There's a lot of equity in the homes. There's not enough inventory to buy homes, so people are staying in their houses, refinancing with cash out, fixing them up, waiting for the chance that they might downsize or whatever. There's all kinds of crazy things going on that we hear during the week. You have a story, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary before the show that I have a borrower that I did their purchase loan about a year and a half ago, and he didn't put enough down to avoid the monthly mortgage insurance, so he came back to me, and we were able to do a regular rate term refinance and eliminate his monthly mortgage insurance because he had enough equity by this time. fact, we're closing this week. And we were able to drop his interest rate, going from a 30-year down to a 15-year, drop his interest rate a full 1.25 points, and yet his payments are still going down. So he is just...
They're going down?
They're going down, going from a 30 to a 15, because we eliminated that monthly mortgage insurance. Plus, the rate is so much lower.
That sounds crazy.
But it sounds like that he is the kind of guy that was paying more towards his mortgage than just the regular payment, too.
Yeah, well,
it would have to be a lower.
Well, and the other thing was the value went way up.
Oh, yeah.
Went way up.
That's what's really awesome. Yeah. Because that helps with the pricing, when what they call loan to value helps with your pricing, the more loan to value that you have on your loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to have even with a rate term, you know you have to have enough of equity to eliminate that monthly mortgage insurance. You got to have at least 20% equity. So, and he did, so it worked out really well, and he's mm-hmm. very, very happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then another thing, I'm seeing a lot of people. I'm talking to a lot of people that are wanting to refinance. This time of year, though, you do take up a whole new escrow account, basically, a year's worth of taxes. And what I'm talking to a lot of people that, you know, on this refinance, might be a good time to get out of escrowing, because you get that whole check back that's in your mortgage statement. And you can start your own escrow account, and you're not going to have the problem that many people that I'm talking to are having about having escrow shortages. You know, coming back and saying, "Hey, we didn't take up enough taxes. Now you owe extra $400 a month."
Yeah, that's a hassle. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it happens again the next year. Well, your taxes went up, and we weren't escrowing enough.
Yeah.
And then I say, "Hey, you know, if you have 20%, you know, it will refinance. Your closing costs are less. You'll get your escrow account back, and you can manage your own escrow account. You know, and
your loan amount can be lower.
Yes, your loan
because we're not collecting escrow reserves
right.
at closing, and that we're talking about, you know, an average of maybe $3,000 to $5,000 that
right.
we don't have to collect at closing.
Yep,
that can keep your payment and loan amount lower. Absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. And that's one thing I'd like to talk about today, maybe if we have some time, is closing costs. Because people, they need to know exactly what closing costs are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I get that question all the time. Well, what are your closing costs? Well, you know, well, they're getting 10 months of insurance tax. Escrows is not closing cost, okay?
Right.
Escrows is just a part of it, but, it you know, it's supposed to be a wash. But I don't. I can tell you, in 20 years, I've never seen a loan where they got more escrow back than they put in on their new escrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I never understand why you don't get back as much as you put in, because they take up so much, you know, at first, and then over a year, and then when they refinance, it's not quite as much as it was.
But the point is, one of the points is that when they do get that escrow refunded from their current mortgage company, mm-hmm. every dime that's in that escrow account at that time of year.
Yeah.
Now, if they've already just paid 12 months of homeowners insurance, there won't be as much escrow in there. But
right.
the point is, every dime that's in that escrow account is really their money,
mm-hmm.
held for taxes and insurance only.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get all of that back.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Well, I'm going to backpedal here just for a second. Earlier to what you were talking about. What a good reason for people to do a cashback refinance is maybe they have a student going off to college, mm-hmm. and they need to get them into a dorm or what have you. But I would just like to list some other reasons that are good to do a cashback refinance, because, you know, you could take a family vacation, you could pay off credit card debt, you could pay off a car.
Home improvements.
Right.
I mean, there's all sorts of great
take advantage of your equity. Like I said, yeah, shore up the house that you've got. If you don't feel like there's enough inventory out there to go out and buy a house, it's tough to buy a house. My kids just sold their house and didn't have a house to that they couldn't find one to buy. So now they're living in upstairs at my house. You know.
Oh, wow.
So yeah,
you're charging them rent.
No. No, but I like having them there. I'd just assume they stay.
Yeah.
But
right.
the nice thing is she's a realtor. So she was able to find something that was coming soon, and they actually went to the seller's house and knocked on the door and talked to them before the house went on for sale.
Wow.
And this was four streets over from our house, which that's even better.
Right.
Because they were talking about moving way out to Flower Mound or somewhere like that. I wouldn't have in that. those grandkids, I mean, they have to be close.
Right. Well, your other grandkids are close. They're just like four or five blocks away,
Two streets over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could give you an example of a cash out to follow what you're talking about, Tress, is that I have an example of a borrower that did a cash out loan, and here's his goals. He wanted to get $20,000 cash for home improvements. He had about $20,000 cash of credit cards and car payments that he wanted to pay off. He had enough equity, and what we were able to do is pay off his $20,000 of debt. Give him $20,000 cash back, and his payment went up about $300 a month versus what he was paying before, but we're paying off $1,500 a month in debt payments he no longer has to make. So now he's got an extra $1,200 a month cash flow in his pocket that he can do a lot with. He could take half of that and put it back to principal on the mortgage, pay it off in half the time.
Right, or he could go buy a new refrigerator.
Or take a vacation or
whatever.
Or
take a vacation.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, people
always suggest a Hawaiian vacation myself.
Yeah.
Well, if you're wondering if a cashback refinance is right for you, give us a call at 972-387-4600. If you have questions about getting a cashback refinance or maybe just refinancing your home, or you're looking to buy your first home and you're not sure about what the process is to go through it, send us your text question at 877-881-1053. All of our text lines are open, 877-881-1053. Gary, what were you saying? I think I kind of interrupted you there.
No. I was just talking about how you might have to, you know, if you're trying to buy a house, try to get in with the sellers to get them to like you more than they like somebody else, more than they like that cash offer.
Man, that's becoming a thing.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is when we're here today, Bob's is part of the purchase team. I'm part of the refinance team, and Tress is a part of the radio team.
So don't call me asking for any questions.
We got you covered today on your questions. And like I said, go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, talking about what Gary just mentioned, trying to have an advantage when you're trying to buy a house, and let's say other people are trying to buy the same house.
Right.
One of the advantages that we give our borrowers, it's awesome, is a full pre-approval. Mm-hmm. A lot of mortgage companies will gather information, check credit, debt to income ratio, all those good things. If everything looks great, they send them a pre-qualification letter. Mm-hmm. They go out, they get their heart set on a house, they put a deposit down. Later, their documents go to underwriting, and underwriting may say, well, wait a minute, we got an issue, we got a problem. Well, we avoid all of that and take the stress out of it by, you know, getting their information. We initially just do a soft pull on their credit so it doesn't harm their credit. And what we do is have our underwriter actually review their income documents, and in just a couple of days we can give them a full pre-approval. Then they take that pre-approval letter. They'll have an advantage over others bidding on the same house. If they only have a pre-qualification, our borrower has a pre-approval, and we can even talk to the seller. Mm-hmm. And convince them that they're fully pre-approved.
And that is important, because it's awful when you find a house that you're looking for and you start going through the motions only to find out that you can't get pre-approved. And then you're kind of saving yourself from that letdown by taking that step ahead of time. All right, you guys, we're about to go into a break. Get your text questions in at 877-881-1053, and we'll be right back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. This is Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander and Bob Pultz. I don't know why I look at the wall, Gary.
You didn't do that when Kevin was here.
I know, well, because Kevin takes us in and out, and I don't know, but I did it again. That is totally my bad.
Give out the numbers, Tress.
All right. Get your text questions into us. Text questions. See?
I've text.
Text text questions, 877-881-1053. Or if you want to talk to somebody live, the call is absolutely free. All it costs you is a little bit of your time, 972-387-4600. And I think we have somebody calling in with a question. Mr. Kevin Miller, do you have a question for our loan officers today?
I don't know if it's a question. I think it's just more of, hey, what's going on?
Hey.
It's morning, Kevin.
It's been a crazy week. As you know, we always give the golf circuit update for the junior golfers. We just get out of the junior world, the IMG junior world out in California. And anyway, one of our friends from Thailand won the world championship, Big Nate. But we had several kids from Dallas. We probably had about 8 or 9 kids from Dallas in this tournament. So
cool.
Big Nate finished 29th out of 160. He had a couple par rounds, and then he had one round where he had his first round over par in 15 rounds. So, and it happened to show up at the World Championship. So it didn't help on his final standing, but he had a good time. And but I want to get to what's going on in the mortgage world, because there's things going on that everyone needs to be aware of.
You need to be
paying attention. This last week, rates came up a little bit, and everyone's heard that rates have dropped, and they have, and they're nearly 2% lower than they were last year. But the thing that people don't really know, and they haven't been paying too much attention to, is this. And I talked about this maybe, it might have been almost a year ago, when Trump started talking about tariffs. But at the time, I did the future all math, and I said, you know, here's what's going to happen, and it's starting to happen. It started happening this week, and we all need to be paying attention, because let's say you guys go to buy gas at the gas station, and the gas is $2.50 a gallon, and now the gas goes to $3. It goes from $2.50 to $3 a gallon. They might call that inflation in some parts of the world, right? It goes from $2.50 to $3 a gallon. That usually happens because all of a sudden the oil companies are paying their people more money, or the price of oil went up because of supply and demand. Well, what happens if the price of gas goes from $2.50 to $3 a gallon, not because supply and demand, but because the government places a 50-cent tax on gas? Now it's not $2.50 a gallon. Now it's $3 a gallon. I just got back from California, $4.70 a gallon.
Wow.
$2 more. And you know what? Most of that's going to the government. But let's say you're in Dallas and gas went from $2.50 to $4 a gallon, or $3 a gallon. What if it was from the government tax? Well, the reason that rates usually go up, the Federal Reserve will say, it's because of inflation. It's because of supply and demand. There's so much demand that people can afford to pay more money. All the companies can start charging more money on all their goods. And so the government or the Federal Reserve, different than the government, they try to raise the rates to slow down inflation, right? They try to slow inflation down. But here's what's happening. I read it this week, and this is what happened. When one day this week, mortgage rates went up almost 0.25%. So if you're trying to get a refinance, you're trying to get that purchase, you need to be paying attention to this stuff. They said that Trump tariffs are causing inflation, which is a complete that's not true. Trump taxes the Trump tariffs are a tax. It's like the government placing 50-cent tax on gas and saying we need to raise rates because the prices of all the goods are going up. Well, the government just put a tax on you. And then the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates, which is putting a tax on you. So you, the consumer, now can't afford the gas, and you can't afford the rates. Typically, rates are going up when there's too much demand for goods so that companies have to raise their price, and that's not what's happening. And I talked about this months ago. I should be very afraid when the taxes that come through, this invisible tax, which you call a tariff that goes to our federal government. The government gets that money. Now the Federal Reserve looks, oh, the price of goods are going up. We need to raise rates to slow down all this demand. It's not demand. It's tax. And so we need to be very afraid. You need to be very wary. If they come out with more of this absurd discussion that inflation is happening because of all this demand. When they say came out and said, "Oh, the tariffs are starting to cause a rise in the price of goods," this can cause your mortgage rates to go up if the Federal Reserve sits there and says this is inflation. So, in the past, they've convinced us all that they need to raise rates because of the price of goods and the demand of goods and there's too much money in the market, and so we got to slow down the movement of money. I don't want to confuse everybody. I know this is just a mortgage thing, but this affects your mortgage rate. And this week, it came out that the tariffs are causing the price of goods to go up, and that therefore the Federal Reserve didn't lower the overnight rate. Everyone expected them to lower the overnight rate. So I'm looking at this. I talked about this. I even sent a letter out. I sent a memo out to our entire staff when these tariffs came in. I said, beware. They're going to call these tariffs inflation when it's really just a tax on you, the citizen, that's being charged to foreign countries. They're going to be passed on to you. And so be careful, because that can put a big dent in our economy when the government's getting more tax and they're raising the rates. They're raising the rate that you, the consumer, has to pay. So that's what's happening in the mortgage world this week. Mortgage rates went up a little bit. They're still an eighth of a percent near their lows that they've been at recently. You can still get fantastic low rates, even 15 years as low as 2.875 on your refinance if you have the right loan size and the amount of equity you need. So, Bob, Gary, you know what I'm talking about. You saw it this week when suddenly you woke up one day
sure
and
did.
The rates were a little bit higher, right?
People want to lock the rate.
Sure
you
did.
You quoted them. They like the rate. You've quoted them. They call back the next – they do all their shopping. You call back the next day and say, let's lock my rate in. And then the rates are up an eighth or a quarter percent from what you quoted them the day before. And so you have to go through the whole process again. So this, if you like the rate you're hearing, if you're going to save a bunch of money,
then say, lock me in, because
with all this nonsense going on about these tariffs, that might impact the mortgage rates here coming forward. So that's just something you need to be thinking about. So what else is going on, guys?
Yeah, not much. So you're at baseball now, right?
Now, you know what? We came in from San Diego, and then they have this thing called the World Series. That's what we do in Texas and Oklahoma. We think of it us as the world. And so they have the World Series of junior baseball here, and it's basically just northern Texas and southern Oklahoma. So we're up here for the World Series of baseball this weekend, and we're in Chickasha, Oklahoma.
Oh, Chickasha. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And apparently they're having an oil boom up here, not to be confused with tariffs. So the price of hotels is going up in Chickasha. $200 a night in Chickasha, Oklahoma. How about that?
Well, wow. It is the World Series.
It is the World Series. Yeah, tickets are going. They're very
hot. Don't overlook the
here.
Obvious.
Yeah, tickets are hot. The weather is hot.
Hey, but gas is cheap, right?
But the gas is $2.50 a gallon. So
yes.
Gosh, right. Everything in California, guys. Yeah. They had hamburgers for $15.
Yeah.
And a haircut, wow.
$50 for a haircut for my son. Everything,
oh my gosh.
Everything was double the price of Texas. So we got to embrace our economy here in Dallas.
Yeah,
love
hope
Texas.
And pray that we can keep things in check so we don't have our taxes going out of control in Texas.
Awesome. Well, you have a great time, sir. We got to get on the show here. We got some questions to answer.
Before you guys get to your tax, you guys are talking about the home equity and a good thing for home equity. Here's my just view for everyone that's listening. It's just my personal philosophy on home equity. Home equity is an option for you to get money. If the bank doesn't want to give you money, you can't go out and just get 50 grand. Hey, give me 50 grand. And no one's going to give it to you. But you have a chance to use that 50 grand to lower your credit card consumer debt, to lower your overall payments, to free up that cash flow. You good news is you don't have to do it. But if it's an option for you to lower your overall out-of-pocket situation and better your consumer debt situation and help you be able to pay off your home faster by taking that savings and applying it towards your home, you have an option in the Texas cash out home equity situation at texashoney.com. It's about as good as you're going to get. I think it's the best because we close them fast. We have a great deal. We have loan officers that are experts at this. I've been doing this for 15, 17, 18 years. So call us.
Good deal, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate you calling in. We hope all goes well with young Nate.
Yes. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good week. We'll see you all soon.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So if you have questions and you're not sure where you stand about refinancing your home, purchasing a new home, give us a call at 972-387-4600. If you have questions, and we have lots of text questions coming in, get your question in before the top of the hour coming up at 877-881-1053. But right now, we got to take a break. So we'll be back to answer some of these text questions we have coming in here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander, Mr. Hey. Ball Bolts. We are here to answer your questions and solving.
There you go.
The mortgage mysteries because, you know.
Unraveling.
Unraveling. That's that's what I was looking for. Thank you, Gary. All right. You guys ready to dive into these?
Yep.
Here we go. Yep. What's the process for self-employed potential homeowners for financing a home purchase?
Well, when people, we do an awful lot of loans for people who are self-employed. What we have to do on self-employed income is we use the net income after write-offs and expenses shown on 2 years of tax returns. So, number one, they have to be self-employed doing the same thing for at least 2 years. They need 2 years of tax returns to show their self-employed business. And a lot of people do write off a lot of expenses and may make an awful lot of gross money, but write off so much that their actual net income is very little, and they may have a little bit of a problem, you know, qualifying for a mortgage. So anyway, that's how we handle self-employed.
All right.
Yeah, and there is alternative to that. There's bank statement loans now.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to come with higher interest rates, but they're a higher risk because basically they take your 24 months business income that's coming, statements,
gross,
and then I believe that they divide that in half, and then that's your income. So they'll take 24 months business bank statements. They'll do 12-month personal bank statements if you put all your money into the personal account for doing that. You're going to see higher rates, and that's not going to be a 3% down or a 3.5% down. It's going to be at least 10% down on that type loan there. But a lot of your business people have cash to use. The other thing, what he was saying about two tax returns, if you've been in business for 5 years, you may be able to get by with just 1 year's tax return.
That's right.
All right, moving on. Is it better to pay off debt and raise my credit score, or is it better to use the money to put down a higher down payment? I'm a first-time home buyer.
I would say it's definitely better to pay off the debt and get a better credit score.
Because the interest rate would be lower. Your credit card interest rates are, what, 10 to 25%?
Yep, and you can do 3% down, 3.5% down, depending, first-time home buyer. And the better your score, the better your rate, better your terms.
Awesome. All right, next up. What happens to my escrow, which we were talking about earlier, on my current mortgage if I refinance into a new loan? Does it get carried over to the new mortgage loan, or do they cut me a check and I send it into my new mortgage company? I know taxes still come due in the fall either way.
No, they take up a new escrow account. Okay, so that's what we were talking about earlier. They add that to your closing cost. All right, so you say, wow, my closing costs are $11,000. Well, that's because they're taking up $7,000 in a new escrow account. The money that is in your old escrow account is refunded to you within 20 days from your current lender, and that money there is, you can do whatever you want.
That's right.
You know, you can put it towards the principal of your new loan if you want to. You can take a Hawaiian vacation, which I always suggest, or you can use it for repairs. Another thing that's a lot of people, they don't have enough equity to do a cash out, but if you do a refinance this time of year, you are going to miss a payment and get your escrow account back. And that's, you know, for a lot of you, that's about
money.
That's 10 grand that, you know, so it's kind of like a transfusion, you know, and you get a lower, you get lower payments too.
Money transfusion. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Do you have to put a down payment for a refinance? Because I really don't have the money to put down, but I would love to take advantage of the low rates compared to the 5.1% that I'm sitting at now.
Well, you need to call our office because the only thing you're going to pay up front is for your appraisal.
That's right.
Unless you're doing a Streamline or a VA IRL, which is a interest rate reduction loan for people. We call it IRL. Not because of the Dixie Chicks, but, you know.
I see what you did there.
So, yeah. But, no, the only thing you pay for is your appraisal, and that's that is credited to your closing costs. They're rolled into the equity of your home. And like I tell people, I said, they say, well, that's a lot of closing costs. I say, it's equity cost. It's not money. It's you're using your equity to put you in a better position.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and your equity is going up $5,000 to $10,000 every year. So why not use what the market's given you?
Right. Mm-hmm. And your equity is gained by not only the value of your home going up, but also paying down the mortgage. So mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's no down payment per se.
There's no down payment.
Just the appraisal and your closing costs.
And that's not a dumb question because I hear that question every week.
That's a great
question.
They
say, what? Why? Well, how? I can't afford to put $4,000. I said, no.
On a refinance.
No, it's being rolled into you.
That's right.
It's paid out of your equity.
And if you're getting cash back in a cash out refinance, you're not having to bring any money to closing.
Right. The only thing you still are paying for your appraisal up front.
Yep. These are great questions. If you have a question, please get it to us at 877-881-1053. You guys ready for the next one?
You betcha.
Here we go. My credit score isn't great. It's under 600. I owe $170,000, and I have between $200,000 and $210,000 of equity in my house, depending on who you ask. Is that good enough to remove the monthly mortgage premium on my mortgage? My goal is to lower the payment and to pay on bills to build my credit back up.
Well, and a refinance to get, I mean, if you have to have at least a 620 credit score to do a conventional refinance and get out of mortgage insurance, okay?
That's right.
That's if you have an FHA loan or whatever. So the thing you need to do is you need to call in and talk to a loan officer, find out what your exact mortgage credit scores are, because a mortgage credit score is not the same as what you get on Credit Karma or off your computer, or mm-hmm. any of those things. So you've got to get with a loan officer, get a mortgage credit report, see what it takes to get your score there. So you can with that much equity, you can get a very good interest rate because the equity kind of offsets the credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mm-hmm. the more equity you have, you can have a lower credit score and still get a good rate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but just a reminder on a cash out home equity loan, the loan amount cannot exceed 80% mm-hmm. of the appraised value.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just looking to get rid of mortgage insurance and get a better rate. That's
sure.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you call in, the call is free. The only thing it costs you is a little bit of your time. And we have loan officers here today, 972-387-4600.
I thought we sent out bills. I thought we charged people for phone calls.
Right?
Oh, loan officers are here on Saturday till 2 o'clock? Is that what it is?
Till 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Absolutely.
That's right.
All right. Gosh, you guys are doing great. We're flying through these. But we have a lot more coming in. Get your question in, 877-881-1053, and we will work hard to answer your question on the air. All right, here we go, guys. How do I deal with two companies bidding for my services to refinance? Going back and forth is wearing me down. I just want to get the best rate and be done. This is from Renee.
Renee. Well, you know, it's more about who you're comfortable with.
I was going to say, who you trust, who's going to be honest with you.
You know, there's always a better rate out there. I mean, you know, somebody gives you something, somebody else can beat it. You know, if you've got two people, it's who you feel. Look at the reviews of the company. I mean, of course, I'm partial to Texas Lending, of course, since I work here, but I've worked other places before. But, you know, if you're doing a loan, if it's a Texas cash out, work with a Texas company. That's important.
Hey, we've won the Consumer Choice Award for Business Excellence years. Like 13 years in a row, and that comes from people like you, our borrowers.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's who you're comfortable with. That's all I would tell you. Not being Texas Lending, not being Sicken Loans or
whatever.
GreatRate.com or whatever, know. Just be whoever you're comfortable with. And maybe the one that's not as pushy. I'm not a pushy loan officer myself, and that's something that I probably
get yelled at,
because a lot of times I get beat out by the pushy guy.
I just tell people we're going to give you options and let you decide. It's your life, your money. But one point I want to make is that you're looking at rate differences between mortgage lenders. Look at the difference in the payment on those difference in rates. The difference in payment may be very little. You pay an eighth or a quarter percent higher interest rate, your payment may be very little. Mm-hmm. You just got to look at that.
And look at your closing costs, too. I mean, I can't imagine the rates are that far off of each other. If you want to be done with it, I would just say make a decision and feel good about it. Evidently, you have good credit, and so everybody, they're fighting over your loan. But just go with your gut of who you like the best.
But I think it's important what you said. Go with somebody who's in Texas.
Yeah.
Because when you're doing a refinance, whether it's a rate and term or a cash back, it's important that the people you're working with know the laws and know them inside out like they do here at TexasLending.com.
And we also have our own in-house underwriters and processors, and that makes a huge difference.
And saves closing time and funding.
Yeah, it's
everything's
all right here.
Done right here.
It does make a difference because you don't have to wait for an email to get sent halfway across the country. You can just walk down the hallway and talk to the underwriter.
Right.
Y'all, get your questions in. These are great, great questions. 877-881-1053. Call and talk to a loan officer. We have loan officers here today. And as we've noted before, they are awake. And they are ready to answer your questions. 972-387-4600. We have to take another break. We'll be back answering more of your mortgage questions here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. And it does feel like you could be an ice cream cone in Phoenix. It's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot here in North Texas, absolutely.
Probably not as hot as Phoenix, but
right.
Until you get so hot there, I wonder, why do people live there? But hey, you know, I'm sure they have their reasons, though I probably would not agree with them. That's all good. All right, well, welcome back. I'm Tress Collins here with Mr. Ball Bolt. We lost Mr. Gary Alexander. He had to be somewhere.
Yep.
So, but it's all good. Give us a call at 972-387-4600 to talk to a loan officer. And if you have a text question, send it to us at 877-881-1053, and we will try to get to it in our lightning round here. Bob, are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready.
Because we actually have a lot of questions.
If I don't have the answers, we'll get them and get back to you.
There we go. All right. Where can I go to find the rates that I'm paying on my mortgage?
Well, the rate is usually on your mortgage statement that you get every month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, if you have your mortgage papers somewhere from your closing, obviously they'll be there.
There you go.
Yep.
And they can probably just call.
Or they can call the mortgage company.
The mortgage servicer.
Yeah, that's real easy.
And find out. All right, here we go. This is a question from Jose in Dallas. I have 10 years left on my 30-year mortgage. I owe about $40,000. Would you refinance all that amount or finish? Would you suggest I refinance that amount or finish paying it off?
Actually, I think I'd recommend just to keep paying it off. Keep paying it down. You're going to incur closing costs when you do a refinance. Gosh, when your loan is that low, remember that at the beginning of your loan, of a 30-year loan, most of your payment is going to interest rate. By the time you're down to that kind of a balance with only 10 years left, most of your payment is going to principal, which means it accelerates that payoff even faster. So, yeah, I think if it were me, I would just stick with it. I would not refinance.
Because you're so close.
Yeah, you're so close, unless you're looking to get cash out or, you know, pay for kids' college or do home improvements. Otherwise, I'd stick with it.
Right. Yeah, good answer. I like that. I agree with you. All right, next up, first-time home buyer. My credit score is 663. I have about $33,000 in auto debt. I have $1,700 in credit card debt. Looking to buy, do I have to put money down for loan approval?
Well, first of all, the question seems to imply, is there like an application fee? And no, there's not. In fact, that's against regulations. So it doesn't cost anything to call Texas Lending, give them your information. They'll be able to tell you what you qualify for based on that credit score and based on your available money for down payment, based on your income, et cetera. So that's the way to approach that.
Yeah, there really isn't any money down until you find the home that you're looking for,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you don't have to actually put money out until you first of all, you need to get pre-approved before you go out and make an offer on a house. Don't make an offer before you get pre-approved with us or whoever. And then secondly, you're not going to actually put money down until you get a contract. And when you make that offer, that's when you put a deposit down. But your actual down payment on the loan does not occur. It's kind of rolled in as part of the – you got three parts of a purchase loan, down payment, closing costs, and prepays. Mm-hmm. We can explain those, but that's what they are. And they're rolled in, and you'll pay all of that minus whatever the seller is paying.
Mm-hmm. So, and if you have more questions about that or, you know, you just want to get pre-approved, give Bob a call, 972-387-4600. Ask for Bob, and they will gladly send you to him. All right, next up, can I finance closing costs?
Well, closing costs are rolled into the loan, so that's in effect what you're doing. On every loan, you are financing closing costs, prepays, all of that.
Yes. All right. Yay, short, easy answers. Next. What are the perimeters on buying land, a 2.5-acre lake lot in general? It will be my future main residence in a few years.
Excellent question. First of all, here at Texas Lending, we do not finance the purchase of land or just a lot. The exception to that is if you're going to build a house on it, in the very near future, and I mean like right away, you already have a builder lined up.
The immediate near future.
Well, you can either buy the land cash, which goes towards a credit, towards a down payment on having a house built, or we can include the cost of the land and the cost to build a house all into one loan. And then some builders, you need to find out whether the builder is going to finance the construction of the house or the builder says you need to go find a construction lender.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer is that if all you're buying is land and lot and you're not going to build on it for, you know, 6 months or more, you'll have to go to a different lender. We don't finance that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. I think we have time probably for one more question. Here we go. Can you explain the factors that go into your mortgage credit score and why that differs from your Credit Karma score?
First of all, Credit Karma and other services like that are a free service, and their calculation, we call algorithm, is different than a mortgage FICO score. Okay, that's the first thing to know. So don't go by your – I mean, it's a good guide. There's nothing wrong with getting a Karma score, that sort of thing, kind of keep up with it. But a lot of people say, well, I've got a 700 credit score with Karma, and then we check their credit, and it's, you know, 620 or something. So check with us. Call Texas Lending. We'll initially just do a soft pull on your credit, which doesn't harm your credit, and it doesn't even register as an inquiry, but gives us three scores to go by initially.
And then you take the median of the
three
scores.
We take the middle score, as all mortgage companies do. Mm-hmm. Whatever the middle score between the three is what we use for qualifying.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. If we did not get to your text message question, my apologies, but we will try to get to it next week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, unraveling the mortgage mysteries. And Bob, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's been fun. Thank you for having me. And good luck to everybody out there.
Yes, you're a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate it. Hey, y'all, thanks for listening in. Hang out with us next weekend, next Saturday at the same time, here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.